Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, the CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the United States. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program, sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lungs transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He's a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. This is Jennifer Green, your co-host.
And I'm Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
So, Bruce, let's take a little recap and tell our audience again, what is Armageddon Weight Loss?
Well, Jennifer, Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program was created by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. It was designed to counter the numerous fads, gimmicks, and pseudoscience weight loss fitness programs on the market by utilizing a multidisciplinary team of highly qualified experts. Armageddon means the final battle. Essentially, at the end of a battle or a destruction, there's a new beginning. Thus, with Armageddon Weight Loss, it represents a new beginning where evidence-based science is the driver of the process. Your weight loss fitness program is based on hard science, and it is personalized based on your fitness level. Your program comes with the world's largest weight loss fitness DVD program, dietitian-designed nutrition program personalized just for you, personalized cardio plans, injury prevention plans taught by our physical therapists, health psychology, physics of weight loss, and so much more. Today's show topic, celebrity over science. Why do we continue to believe the most bogus, outrageous, and flat-out dishonest claims about weight loss and fitness products endorsed or sold by our favorite celebrities? Jennifer, I was just in the process of doing some advertising in a magazine that I have always admired, but I changed my mind after seeing what a celebrity who I admired was claiming. While I'll not out the celebrity, the claims she made were flat out wrong, was patently false, and utterly unscientific about weight loss and fitness. However, even with our medical and scientific board of advisors that includes 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and numerous success stories, including our client Carlos, who we had on our show recently, achieving more sustained weight loss than any contestant on The Biggest Loser TV show, and he trained for the 2016 Olympics, or our other client, registered nurse Sherry Minoni, getting off all of her diabetic medications and all signs and symptoms of her diabetes disappearing. Jennifer, you remember we just had Dr. Kathy Trumbull, reproductive endocrinologist who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors on our show, discussing Sherry's case about how she got off of all of her diabetic medicines and she has no signs and symptoms of her diabetes. Plus, the fact that over 50% of our clients work in the medical field included tons of doctors and scientists using our program to lose weight, getting in shape, and also recommending our program to their patients, clients, and friends, which helps to further validate the strength and science that we utilize and how holistic our program is. With all of that being said, we realized that we would get totally drowned out and crushed by this very well-known celebrity who is peddling trash and misleading the public. I find it quite ironic that so many people are willing to believe celebrities while ignoring their doctors and scientists and tend to only reach out to the medical community when things go terribly wrong. You really cannot choose to believe in science only after things go wrong. I believe our values and approach to preventive healthcare is very backwards. We wait until things go terribly wrong. Then we look for the army of doctors and scientists to show up to help us after the fact. And don't forget the army of friends and family members having the prayer vigil for you when you get sick. Here's my question. Doesn't it make sense to have the army of medical experts on the front end before things go terribly wrong? And also have the army of friends and family members supporting your weight loss, fitness, and health goals proactively? Instead of when things go wrong, they're on the back end and they're all there with their, you know, praying for you to get healthy. It just doesn't make sense that that's a process. It should be the other way around. Our guest today is Dr. Judy Williams, who has a PhD in nursing with a background in psychiatric mental health and chemical dependency. How fitting. Dr. Williams used Armageddon weight loss to transform her body and to get in amazing shape. Judy is here to talk about her results today, but I'm sure Judy will chime in to help me sort through some of this insanity. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk with Dr. Judy Williams.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne. Today's show topic is celebrity over science. Why do we continue to believe the most bogus, outrageous, and flat-out dishonest claims about weight loss and fitness products endorsed or sold by our favorite celebrities?
That's a great question, and someone who's going to help us answer some of these questions is our guest today, Dr. Judy Williams, who has a PhD in nursing with a background in psychiatric mental health and chemical dependency. Dr. Judy Williams used Armageddon to transform her body and to get in amazing shape. Judy's here to talk about her results, and I'm sure you're going to help chime in and talk about some of this crazy celebrity insanity.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So, Judy, here's what we're talking about. Why is it that we give so much value to celebrities, even when what they're saying is just outlandish and scientifically false? Why do we continue to allow celebrities to provide medical and scientific advice that continues to harm the public? And before you blame these celebrities, why are so many people still buying these products when they know they don't work?
Well, I think people go on emotion rather than logic a lot of the time. And, you know, when you, a lot of these celebrities are attractive looking people, you know, pretty people, pretty smiles on their faces, easy solutions. And I think there's just an emotional, maybe a kind of a high behind that. And as opposed to, you know, the science, which may suggest hard work, determination, creating new habits, you know, changes. I think one's easier than the other.
According to the associate professor Stephen Hoffman, the results from economic literature shows that celebrity endorsements acts as a signal of credibility that differentiate products or ideas from competitors and can catalyze herd behavior. So Hoffman state that market and studies shows that celebrities transfer their desirable attributes to products and use their success to boost their perceived credibility, and that the psychology shows that people are classically conditioned to react positively to the advice of celebrities. So what do you think about that, Judy?
You know, we tend to trust these people we look up to who, you know, are attractive people, and we just tend to automatically trust them and trust what they represent, and there's a positive emotion behind all that, a feel-good feeling, and it's easy to do, as opposed to looking at hardcore data and thinking about changes which may be difficult, developing new habits, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Steve Hoffman's research concluded that the influence of celebrity status is a deeply rooted process that can be harnessed for good or abused for harm. A better understanding of celebrity can empower health professionals to take this phenomena seriously and to use patients' encounters to educate the public about sources of health information and their trustworthiness. Public health authorities can use these insights to implement regulations and restrictions as well on celebrity endorsements and design counter-marketing initiatives. Dr. Williams, we have all been victims of celebrities claiming all sorts of things. Sometime I believe we stop believing in ourselves and would rather live vicariously through these celebrities, sort of convincing ourselves that if we purchase that product being sold by our favorite celebrity, we'll still somehow look like them or be like that or have a piece of them or their lifestyle. What are your thoughts about this, Dr. Williams?
I guess to me it kind of goes back to, you know, who do you trust? And for some reason, when you like a celebrity, you know, you like the way they look, you like the way they act, they're an attractive person to you, I think the tendency is to trust, just to put a blind trust in that person. And, you know, of course, that can be dangerous.
You know what's amazing, though? Like, celebrities obviously are successful in selling these products, but as you know, you have to think about it, they're getting paid millions and millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Like Beyonce for her Pepsi campaign a couple years ago, it was $50 million. Of course, you know, remember everyone thought they'd play basketball better with Michael Jordan and the Air Jordans.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
I don't remember that commercial, but it's vaguely, there have been so many Michael Jordan commercials that I'm trying to, you know, the last one I watched was what Roger Rabbit or something. I don't remember. There's been a lot though.
I know, but if you just think about this, you know, who's doing the endorsing, it seems to me common sense would kind of prevail, you know, but they sell product.
Mm-hmm.
So Judy, let's change gears for a moment. Let's just talk about your journey. You've used Armageddon weight loss to get in great shape. As someone with a PhD in nursing with a clinical background, how was the science presented in Armageddon Weight Loss?
Well, it was presented in little bits and pieces. It wasn't, as a participant, I wasn't bombarded with a lot of information. It came in little bits and pieces.
Was the science sound?
Oh, I thought so. I thought so, yes.
And was it easy to follow?
Yes. Nothing was too difficult to understand. It was easy to take in, and it was in small bits and pieces.
And did you find it practical to implement?
Yes. And if I had any questions, I always could ask my coach.
Awesome. And did you feel like the program was personalized to you, or was it very general?
Oh, it was definitely personalized to me. You know, we tailored the program to fit my needs. It was definitely tailored to meet my needs. And my coach is the one that helped me tailor that.
Judy, you know, going through a program like this can be challenging. How important was it to you to have a multidisciplinary team of experts involved in building and developing the Armageddon Weight Loss Program?
Well, I guess, just to be honest, the most important aspect for me personally was, you know, having that close contact with my coach. So for me, that was the most important aspect, someone to help me establish a new routine, new habits, by staying in touch. That was probably the most important thing to me.
And I know you were really successful. You were actually featured in the Armageddon Weight Loss infomercial that is currently being seen on TV nationwide on Fox, ABC, CBS, etc. What was it like for you meeting some of the stars of the workout DVDs that you worked on?
Oh, that was really fun. That was really fun because I watched the DVDs and saw these folks change over time, and I would pick a person to kind of, you know, look to say, well, I'm kind of like them. I'm kind of close to their ability, you know, and it was really neat when I got to meet those people then in person.
And they're like real people.
Yeah.
You know,
real people.
They're like you. They work. They have advanced degrees. They're, you know, always perfecting their field. And here they are, you know, changing their life.
Right. All kinds of people from different walks of life, but some of them professionals, some of them just hard workers, you know, but yeah, it was very neat to get to meet those people in person.
Excellent. Well, I have an even more important question. What was it like meeting Bruce Wayne for the first time?
Oh, that was neat. It was neat to meet the person that you saw on the videos and that you got to know over time. That was really neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Judy, you have stated that you are introverted. What was it like to end up on a TV infomercial that's seen on TV nationwide?
Kind of nerve-wracking, Bruce. I don't know how you got me to do that. kind of nerve-wracking, but I wanted to do it for you because it had meant a lot to me to be in the program and to have the close attention that I had and to be followed. I don't know how long you followed me closely, many months. And that meant a lot to me, and I wanted to try to give back. So,
I bet you never thought you'd end up on TV just for working out and taking care of yourself and getting in shape, huh?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
So you got yourself in some trouble there, Judy.
Yeah.
So I guess you're now a mini celebrity of sorts. I'm sure you don't see yourself that way, but others may look to you that way. Certainly celebrities have done a lot of good and not all bad. How do you think celebrities should conduct themselves to be responsible citizens to the public?
Well, you know, I'd like to see celebrities play the role more of, challenging, especially young folks, in many aspects of life, you know, being more responsible, taking responsibility in their community. I'd like to see more of a positive role model among celebrities to especially help young people, inspire them, take care of their bodies, take care of their communities, take care of their families. You know, I think there's a lot of different ways celebrities could be helping in a lot more positive ways.
Well, especially, I guess, if they're promoting, you know, weight loss products, they should definitely walk the walk and talk the talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
All right. Well, Judy, we are about to take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk more about the Armageddon program.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne. Today's show topic is celebrity over science. Why do we continue to believe the most bogus, outrageous, and flat-out dishonest claims about weight loss and fitness products endorsed or sold by our favorite celebrities?
And before the break, we were talking about some of these celebrities, and I want to ask you, Judy, having celebrity currency or the value of fame being so high these days, what are some of the dangers you see with people choosing to believe a celebrity versus seeking out a holistic team of medical and scientific experts who could address their health needs?
Well, the danger is in believing things that aren't true, you know? You know, people just don't tend to look to, you know, what's supporting the speaker. They just don't tend to look into the detail of that. And again, if someone comes across in an appealing fashion in an emotional way on TV, even if it's not a known celebrity, but they come across in a positive fashion, and all the folks on the show, if it's an exercise infomercial, if all the folks on the show look good, are acting happy, that kind of thing, then the, you know, viewer just tends to kind of buy into that the information's true. And I just don't think we're, to some extent, I don't think we're being critical thinkers, you know, when we view these infomercials.
Judy, it's very rare when consumers win against misleading celebrities' claims and misleading advertisements. However, one example in which consumers did win was in reference to sneaker manufacturer Skechers. You know, Skechers make those shape-ups Jennifer, you do remember those. Come on. You had a pair of those somewhere. Okay. Well, back in 2011, the Federal Trade Commission ordered Skechers to pay $40 million to settle the FTC charges that it deceived the consumers with ads for the Tone in shoes. After reading the court documents, which I actually pulled last night because I was curious, it was actually worse than I thought. Here's some of the claims that were made by Skechers about shape-ups. And just to be clear, this information came directly from the court documents. You can pull this up online for yourself. So here's the claim. After performing a 6-week clinical trial testing the benefits of Skechers shape-ups, I am confident in recommending them to patients to increase their lower back endurance and to improve gluteal strength. That's your butt strength. Patients also benefited from weight loss and improved body composition. That was claimed by Dr. Steve Gautreaux from California. This guy supposedly performed the clinical trials, and his results was that shape-ups provide weight loss and a stronger butt. Oh, really? So here's what the second clinical trial result stated. So I'm just going to go through some numbers here. 2.78 pounds of weight loss versus 0.30 for the control group. A 1.31% reduction in body fat versus 0.57 for the control group. 114% improvement in butt muscles versus 68% for the control group. A 23% improvement in lower back endurance versus 0.04 for the control group. These findings allows us to conclude that ShapeUp's walk-in program can improve fitness markers such as weight loss, improve body composition, and certain strength gains, referring to your butt. Yeah, right. In your dreams, buddy. Well, here's where science meets scam and pseudoscience. Now let's talk about the real findings. They claimed that the research on ShapeUp were independent case studies. But, pardon the pun, in fact, 2 of the 4 studies conducted on ShapeUp footwear products were conducted by that same chiropractor, Stephen Gautreaux, who is or was a compensated endorser for ShapeUps, and who is married to a senior vice president of marketing at Skechers. So Judy, as someone with a PhD in nursing, is this how clinical trials are supposed to work? You can just get your friends and family members involved here? You can just be married to the senior vice president of the company?
No. In fact, when you're running a clinical trial, you have to go to a lot of effort to make sure that family is not involved.
I am shocked by that, Judy. I'd never heard of such a thing. You mean you cannot be married to the people involved? Come on.
No, they can't even think. No, it can't be part of your family.
I don't know, Judy. I'm going to have to do some homework here. This just doesn't sound right. These guys could not be lying that badly or deceiving that much. So let's take a, and by the way, let me back up and say, Jennifer, you just mentioned, a few minutes back about that, you were upset because, you did all these squats and all you had to do is just wear these sneakers.
What was I thinking? What a moron. I could have just put on these shoes instead of, I was counting out how many sets of squats I must do in a week, with weights on my shoulders and the whole 9 yards. And duh, I just could have put on these shoes and taken a walk and I'd be looking like the ladies on TV.
See, Judy, she just needs to do more homework here. Anyway, let's talk about also what the court record showed. The court record also showed that the data relied upon during the study were altered and incomplete. Some participants wearing the ShapeUp footwear gained weight and or increased their body fat percentage, but were falsely reported as having lost weight and or reduced their body fat percentage. 2 subjects who were in the control group and lost weight had their data falsely attributed to ShapeUp's group. So what's going on here is that 2 of the people who lost weight independently on their own, they took that data and go, that came from ShapeUp. No, it didn't. And the data were missing or not collected for some of the study's participants. In addition, I'm not done yet. There is more. Some of the study's participants were connected to the researchers. The wives of 2 of the study co-authors, the parents of 1 of the study's co-author, and employees of and or person associated with Dr. Gautreaux. Again, Dr. Williams, is this how a clinical trial is supposed to work? Do you get mama involved in the equation?
No, great, great pains have to be taken to make sure the data is accurate. You know, the results mean nothing if the data is not accurate. And, you know, QC efforts so that, the correct data has been entered, you know. No, this is not at all how clinical trials are run.
Judy, come on. It's your mama. Mama's involved. How bad could mom be now? Come on. Don't we trust mom here to be a part of the trial?
No.
You got a problem with mom. I'm going to be cutting you off for Mother's Day. Nothing for you, Judy.
This does not sound like GCP, good clinical practice.
Okay, well, I'm still not done yet, so don't forget that this product was endorsed by none other Kim Kardashian, who was aired during the 2011 Super Bowl. The Kardashians' ad show her dumping her personal trainer for a pair of shape-ups. Because we all know that Kim Kardashian got her butt from using shape-ups, right? Isn't that right, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, I am so sure.
Oh, gosh.
Well, this time we got lucky, and these guys had to pay up. But far too often, it is the consumer that are left holding the bag. For each step that we take away from the evidence-based science process, the more time is lost on unscientific solutions. Valuable time that you could have spent trying to implement a more reasonable solution to help you honestly get to your weight loss goals. And one step closer to acquiring that disease that runs in your family because you were distracted by some fads, gimmick, or untested solution being peddled by a celebrity. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Judy Williams.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back, and our guest today is Dr. Judy Williams, who's got a PhD in nursing with a background in psychiatric mental health and chemical dependency. Dr. Judy Williams used Armageddon to transform her body and to get in amazing shape. Judy's here to talk about her results, and we're also asking her to chime in about our show topic today, which is celebrity over science.
Yes, the celebrity over science. Essentially what we're saying is, why do you continue to believe the most bogus, outrageous, flat-out dishonest claims about weight loss and fitness products endorsed or sold by our favorite celebrities? Why is it that we give so much value to celebrities even when what they're saying is just outlandish and scientifically false? Why do we continue to allow celebrities to provide medical and scientific advice that continues to harm the public? And before you blame these celebrities, why are so many people still buying these products when you know they don't work? Jennifer, I am sure you've tried some of those products. What are some of those you've tried before that you got bilked or sort of, you know, enamored by the celebrity and you bought? Now, come on, fess up a little bit.
I'm not going to say it's me. I have a friend who bought, you know, the ab roller, the ab, I don't know, that thing that like makes you do sit-ups without having to do a whole lot of work, or those things you wrap around your waist that make you sweat and then lose inches.
Oh, yeah, I've seen all of them in the gym, you know. You see the suits in there, you know, that, you know, see people are in them and they're sweating like crazy. That belt, the one that...
The thing that shakes your abs and it gives you an ab workout.
Oh,
without...
come on, that works. Come on. It must work. You see, things are moving all over the place. They got to work. Judy, what are some of the ones that you've seen?
I think you've mentioned pretty much the ones that I've seen. Didn't they used to have something... Saran-like that you wrapped your body in to sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Judy, I hate to break it to you. That's still around. Okay? What they do is they put a new spin on an old idea. Okay? These ideas don't change so much. They just make it look a little bit more tricked out, but it's more or less the same thing. So let's shift gear for a second. Judy, I'm going to ask you a very personal question here. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
64.
You're 64? I thought you were telling me you're 25, Judy. What's going on here?
64, yeah.
And how do you feel about your results?
I feel good about my results. I feel real good about my results. I feel like, you know, I've kind of reestablished my lifestyle to include regular exercise, and I feel really good about myself, and I feel like that's what we all need to do to live the healthiest and longest that we can, you know?
So what advice do you give those who are holding off on giving Armageddon Weight Loss a try?
I'd say don't hold off. You know, get started. Everyone can create new habits. We can change our lifestyles, and you don't have anything if you don't have your health. And it's easy in this world where we work so much to lose focus of other aspects of our life, but it's important. Your health is the most important thing you have, and if you don't have that, you don't have anything. So I'd say don't delay. Get involved. Get in it, and get started on a new path.
You know, Judy, I was thinking when you were talking there, I remember working on the bone marrow transplant unit at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital, and I saw a lot of people die there, and it's one of the inspiration that caused me to try to develop a program that was very much evidence-based and scientifically driven. And I remember this one particular guy, and I'm sure everybody who works in the hospital system have that one or two stories that they'll never forget. And I remember this guy coming in there to get a bone marrow transplant, and he was a CEO of a major company, and he had a bunch of books and his laptop there. You know, and he says, hey, you know what, I'm just going on this, you know, I'm just going to treat it like a vacation. I'm going to do some catch up on a few books and stuff, you know, and get some work done, and I'll be out of here in no time. And I watched this guy literally put away each and every one of those books, and I witnessed him slide the laptop into the drawer that day. And a few days later, he was saying, if I can only live for a few more days. He uttered those words, and they stuck with me. And I think part of the thing that happens is that people don't really think about their health as being valuable to them. They always think that something else is more important. It's always work. It's always, you know, I got to go here, go there, do this or do that. And their health is always treated as if it's expendable. The problem is that it only dawns on you when you get to a place where a lot of times you can't come back from that you realize, oh my God, you know, if I'm not alive, none of these things get done. If my life doesn't have any quality to it, I really can't really enjoy that. You know, you can work all you want and save all you want and sacrifice your health, but then if you don't have your health, then what are you going to do in those retirement years? You're going to spend it going to the doctor. So, you know, I think there's a disconnect when it comes to preventive healthcare that people don't connect the dots that if you're proactive ahead of time about the things that you would need to get done, then you can enjoy those things. We tend to, you know, there's a lack of seriousness. You know, there's a lack of seriousness about it. You know, what are your thoughts about that?
I totally agree with what you're saying. I think for those of us that work and we work very hard, it's easy to set your health aside, and I think that's what I did for a while. That's what I did for some years, and just coming back to putting health first, it's worth it, and everything else in your life will fit back in, you know, if you put your health first.
And that is a really, really good point, because I think a lot of time what happens is that people tend to think that, look, I don't have the time right now because I'm busy doing X. And I, you know, if I have to step away to take care of my health, I'm going to miss out on all these things. But what happens is that it's the opposite. When you sacrifice a little bit of your time, and it's really not a sacrifice, but you invest a bit of your time on the front end and you become healthier, and then the whole world opens up to you and options you didn't even know existed for you opens up. But I think a lot of time people sort of procrastinate and say, hey, I'm too busy right now. So let me ask you, does Armageddon weight loss meet you where you are, or are the workouts too difficult to complete?
I worked with my coach to modify those workouts when I needed to modify those workouts. So, you know, it was tailored. There was the CDs were there and they were what they were. But if I had any issues or any struggles, then, you know, I modified what I was doing to make it work. And then you get so you improve and you can do what's in the videos, you know. So that's where the coaching was so helpful, and just the encouragement when I had struggled with certain aspects, yeah.
And that's great, because you didn't get injured and you stayed safe and you still got results.
Right.
How about the nutrition program? Was that hard to follow?
It's like everything else. It's like, you know, new habits. you know, at first it was real funny watching what I ate so closely. Was strange, but then it became so easy to do because I already knew, I had in my head, well, I can have this, I can have this, I can have this, you know. So it's just creating new habits. That's what the whole thing is. I think establishing new habits how you're going to eat, new habits, you know, that you're going to spend time most days, you know, doing some exercise. That's really what the whole thing is about, is creating new habits and sticking with those.
So, Judy, can you rock a swimsuit?
You're asking an introvert that, Bruce.
I know, Judy. Come on. I've seen the pictures. I'll never show them because I know you'll be mortified and have a heart attack. But you live by the pool there, so I know you can definitely rock a swimsuit. Folks, I can't show you the pictures because Judy is really kind of introverted. But Judy has a... Judy looks good. And I'll leave it at that. She's probably blushing like hell over there. So let me switch gears for a second here. Let me talk about a terminology that's called the maze effect. It's a terminology that I came up with to identify what is one of the most dangerous effects of fads, gimmicks, and weight loss programs that are currently, as I've expressed before over and over, the current structure that we're using, most of them are obsolete. So here's how it goes. So as you know, in a maze, there is usually one path that you get all the way through the maze. Think of this as the evidence-based scientific approach and the pathway to your success when you're trying to lose weight and get in shape and becoming healthy. When you use evidence-based scientific processes along with a multidisciplinary team of experts, you're more likely to establish a path that is clear and that will achieve sustainable weight loss and fitness outcomes. Because evidence-based science governs this process. It means you are not in charge of the process, but if you follow the process, this is what is actually going to get you to achieve your goals. Sometimes it might not be sexy, but we know it works because it's based on hard science and laws of science. Now, on the other hand, in a maze, you always have these shorter paths that you take where you hit the wall faster. These are your cayenne pepper diet, the cabbage soup diets. You know what I'm talking about, Jennifer. You know, these gimmicks. You're going to hit the wall pretty quickly, so you will easily discover that these don't deliver long-term results. So I'm not necessarily as worried about the cayenne pepper diet and cabbage diet. You're going to figure out pretty quickly that these don't work. Perhaps the most dangerous part of the weight loss when you're going through this maze process here is where you've tried a program before and you got some successes along the way. Now, what's dangerous about it is that you've never actually completed the process to discover that there was a wall that was there. So you quit before you hit that wall. So you think that that process still works. You just never went far enough to know that it was the wrong direction. So what happens is that when you start using a real, actually evidence-based process to go through, and you know, you got those days where you just don't want to do it and you think there must be another way, you know, I don't really want to believe in all these laws of science. Let me go back to this other thing that I was doing that I was getting a little bit of results from. And you would have gotten some amount of results going through that path because, like I said, it takes a lot longer time to hit that wall. So what happens is that in the maze effect, people who, when they're struggling in that moment and they don't want to take that scientific path, they tend to go back to that other path that they thought that worked because they never hit the wall. And in that process, they get lost. And so that, folks, is what I want you to get away from. I want you to take a look at your program. And then what you want to do is not just look at something that you started and stopped and started and stopped and you yo-yoed on it and you quit over and over on it. Look around the room to see if other people actually made it to the end of that process. And what you'll realize, most people didn't. Our medical and scientific board of advisors who helped to develop Armageddon Weight Loss includes 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are part of our team. Over 50% of Armageddon Weight Loss clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon Weight Loss is now being considered by many in the medical community as the most scientific-based and most well-put-together program that actually delivers honest, sustainable results. On another note, if you'd like me to come and speak at your company event to motivate or discuss how to develop a scientific-based wellness program using our doc science-based principles, please contact us via our website at armageddonworld.com. That's armageddonworld.com. Or you can just Google Armageddon Weight Loss. It's a blue website. You'll know that you're there because you'll see lots and lots of people who are in great shape. They're going to look like normal, everyday people. They're not going to look like some models because we didn't use models to begin with. We actually use everyday people. What we just did was we transformed them into amazing-looking people and fit and healthy people. So that's the difference. And so, you know, when you think about Armageddon Weight Loss, I want you to think about an evidence-based scientific process that you go through where it's not gimmicky, where you have a lot of actual experts involved. It's not one-dimensional. Part of the problem why you've been failing to achieve your results is because there's always just one person who's supposed to know everything. It's always one trainer in the gym, or one doctor, or one nurse, or drink the shake, or it's one nurse and a doctor, or one personal trainer and a nutritionist, etc. And those processes are actually obsolete. You've tried these before. As I've said before, we tend to actually invest in a process where the army of doctors and scientists and experts shows up after the fact. What I'm asking for is a different, a new approach where we get all the experts on the front end. And then we actually, in addition to getting all the experts on the front end, I want your family and friends that would be doing that prayer vigil for you. I want them to also be on the front end so we can get you healthier. And then once you're healthier, then there's less of those people on the back end. So go to Armageddon Weight Loss and give our program a try. And also reach out to us. I'd love to come speak at your event if you're local or anywhere across the United States. Thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to armageddonworld.com.